we were talking about what ruins people's wealth. And he's like, it's baby mama divorce. Mm-hmm. Divorce is the first one. Yeah. Men get, you get clean out. So you and I cannot split. If you want to keep your money, bro.
this is your sales pitch?
This is my sales pitch on a staying married forever, okay? My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Oh my God, I haven't even put these in correctly.
And neither am I. Either. I'm so excited. Yeah. We're just happy to be here. Yep. You're just sitting here LOLing
at
a clip.
LOLing. I don't have my earbuds in.
I love when you're, so just for those of you, a little insider tip here, that so Tom peruses these videos before the show and I don't get to see them in advance. So the first time I see them is when you get to see them.
Yeah, I actually generally check out about 80% of them.
Oh,
some,
so
some
it could
I don't
be new
watch.
To you too.
Like I try not to watch horrible or hilarious so that it's new to me. And like on the live shows, I never watch more than a few frames of the heavy segment because I don't want to, you know, I can't. And then
that too.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah. I get you. Yeah. It is special, though, when a clip tickles your fancy and you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I love the talk so much, because it's like a constant supply of crazy train all the time. It feeds my soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just so people know, the if you missed the live show and the live show initial period, which was through the 28th, mm-hmm. pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you enjoyed it with your over Thanksgiving with your family.
Grandma.
It is now on the rentals page, which is ymhstudios.com/rentals. There you can rent all of the past YMH lives. You can want, rent the Two Bears lives that we've done. They're all there. ymhstudios.com/rentals. Mm. And you can then watch it there. So hope you enjoy it. If you missed it, it was a wild one.
Man, I can't stop thinking about how much fun we had. There were so many great moments of that live. One, thank you to Joe Rogan for coming.
Yeah. Unc Shine.
But really, I think Chris Larson stole people's hearts.
Everybody. And also,
it was really good.
I think Chris Larson's a new person. He's a different person now.
I'm telling you, since he moved to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I need to tighten. He's been a lot happier.
Yeah. Well, since the live show, he's been a lot happier.
A lot happier.
There was a lot of time between his appearances on the live show that we don't know what was happening in there.
That's true. Yeah. It looked like a lot of fun was happening. You know what, guys? Can someone tighten this, mommy, before we move on? 5, 4, 3, 2, we're back in?
I don't know. We stopped at 2.
And he didn't do it in Hebrew, which he didn't do it in Hebrew.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. It's in his contract now.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I know that Patty is converted to Catholicism, but I didn't know that he's not allowed to even speak Hebrew.
Who the hell would want to hear that here?
It's a dead language now, Christina.
Dead to you.
It's dead to everybody here.
Wow. Well, can he do it in Spanish or something? I don't like English. It's so boring.
What?
Well, a lot of Spanish speakers are Catholic, right?
He can do Spanish. Yeah.
practice in Spanish. Nadav, can we hear 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, please?
Ready in cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno.
That was horrible.
But I mean, it was not bad. He did. I mean, he said the right words.
He did say the right, but his accent's worse than your dad's.
Yeah, but he'll get there.
Yeah.
He'll get there. It's a good start.
It is a good start.
It's good that he's not speaking that gibberish.
I know. I'm excited for him to celebrate his first Christmas, too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's going to be, right, Patty?
Yeah. I mean, it's, what are the, I just need to buy presents for everyone that I love and cherish, right?
Yeah.
And you need
obviously
a tree.
You have a tree and put lights on it and put a star and then set up like a, basically like a miniature version of, you know, where like Christ was born.
The nativity scene.
Oh. And then you have like the Mary and Joseph and then the three wise men. And basically like a little nativity scene that you'll.
And baby Yezushka, don't forget.
Yeah, of course, Yezushka. Baby Yezushka. Yeah.
There's two or three different things I need to set up.
There's many.
There's a tree and a nativity scene.
Of course. Yeah. On your lawn so that everybody knows that you're Christ.
Well, I think you should do a public one and a private one. The private one you just keep in your room and like when you pass by it, you're thankful. Of the life you have because of what baby Jesus did for you and the sacrifices that he has made. And then in the public one is just to let people know that you're on the right team, you know?
Okay, so the tree's on the outside and the nativity scene.
No. The tree is inside your house. There's also a smaller nativity scene in your bedroom.
Okay.
And then there's a public nativity scene for the public in your front yard. And then you'll have like, you know, a wreath and lights and just like kind of the Christmas spirit outside your house.
Oh, right. I got to take the mezuzah off my door and replace it with a reef.
Pry those things off, throw them right in the trash.
Yeah,
burn them
please,
if you can.
Please.
You need to have crosses now all over your house.
Mm-hmm.
All over?
Yeah, well, every room.
And then some Virgin Mary stuff would be cool to have, too.
Mm-hmm.
Virgin Mary stuff. Oh, the tall candles?
Well.
You know what? This might be a better private conversation. But I definitely like your hat. It's a good hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, good job.
I got a handful of hats here. I'll just be kind of switching them out as we go.
Yeah. You're doing
especially
good.
Here in Texas. You know, I never really thought about it, but you're right. The reason you display your Santa Claus, your Merry Christmas outside is to let the neighbors know, hey, I'm cool.
Yeah.
We're all good here on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I see, I'm hoping to see more of, is some Santa stuff and some Second Amendment stuff together.
Hey!
You know? And
you're gonna.
Yeah. Let's see Santa with a rifle and a shotgun and maybe a 9mm in his waistband. And you let people know, I'm Christian and I believe in the right to bear arms. And I think that's a very Texas way of approaching things.
I think you will be seeing those.
Yeah.
I remember in LA, I mean, it was common for people to display their Hanukkah stuff outside, too. I don't think we're going to see that much here.
No, I don't think so either. I should get to the opening clip.
We haven't even done that.
No, you ready for it?
The dumbest fucking Christmas movie yesterday.
We'll save it. And we'll talk about it in a moment.
Sure, sure.
Ready? Here you go. Uh-huh.
You can go ahead and start having the FBI investigate the Denton County Sheriff's Office and the Denton Police Department of Texas.
Oh.
Because that's when I started noticing the sounds being broadcast or emitted. And yes, I am a certified Marine, and I have been trained in listening post and listening for this shit. This shit is not going to make me fucking retarded.
Who is right?
Yes.
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom is fucking dead.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And Christina Pajitsi. Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah. I don't have a pen. Can I have your bolígrafo? Gracias.
We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Babe.
That's the clip I was laughing at.
That was the best.
Yeah. I didn't even finish it. Oh. I just started it and I started laughing. I just started it.
Yeah, he's a trained Marine.
Certified, which is usually what the Marines say. That's what my father's always like. Oh, do you know I'm certified?
Certified.
And yes, I am a certified Marine.
A certified.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You don't generally hear them use that phraseology. No, for
it's almost
Marines.
Like, yeah.
You just say, I'm a Marine. Yeah. Right? His teeth are interesting, too. What's going on the gum line down here? Are those dentures?
No, those are not dentures.
I'm genuinely curious here.
That was part one. Would you like to see part two?
I'd love to see it.
Okay, hold on here.
This guy's really cool.
I know.
But I like his energy. I like his fire. I like what he brings.
He wants the FBI to investigate a police department. Something's being omitted from there. That's what it sounds like. Here's part two.
I didn't put that together.
I only showed you part one.
You motherfuckers better catch these motherfuckers. Do you understand? Or everybody's going to go against you because of using this fucking surveillance. You're killing babies.
Man, dude, come on, dude.
We're killing babies, Tom.
Did you hear the roommate interrupt
him? Yeah, I heard him. He's like, come on, dude.
No, he was like, enough of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is exhausting.
Yeah, he's Frank. You've been talking about this shit
for weeks now. Maybe months. There's smoke in the background. You see the smoke?
He's smoking.
That come on, dude was like, it really was a one of exhaust. It was like a parent with their kid.
Come
like,
on, dude.
I said that this weekend 25 times where I was like, come on, guys.
You're right.
Yeah, dude, come on, dude.
You're absolutely
put it down.
Right.
Stop fucking painting.
Come on.
Stop painting.
When you call your children dude is when you know you're at your second to last notch of like, finally, God damn it. That's the next level. But dude, come on.
That's actually past anger. That's you've given up.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To our oldest this weekend, I just like turn my back and all of a sudden there's 20 paint things. I'm like, where'd you get all this paint? He's like, downstairs. I'm like, all right. And he starts painting. I'm like, no, you're getting fucking paint everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry. I'll do better. And then I'm like, all right. And then the paint could still go. I go, you're still fucking painting. Where he goes, I'll keep trying.
He figured out I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then he's like, takes a toy and starts painting a toy. I go, this is enough. This is enough. We're not doing this. And he's like, no. I go, no. No. He's like, all right. And then he was like, all right. Like, I did fuck up a lot of shit here. I'll give you that.
He is a maniac. So I bought them these stickers, wall decals you put on the walls of the planets. And they glow in the dark and they're stars.
Yeah.
And so we did it before I left town in the kids' room on their walls.
Yeah.
And then I come home. He's ripped them off and they're like on the
ceilings. They're on the ceilings. They're on the ceilings.
I don't know how we even got them.
He's 5 years old. He's like, check that out. I go, how the fuck did you get there? He's like, just figured it out. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, do you fly? He's like, yeah.
I'm
like, don't climb on furniture,
I'm
dude.
Like, dude, they're all over the ceiling here. How are you doing this? And he was like, just put it up there.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
That kid's fine. Like, I have a feeling like if something happened to us tomorrow, God forbid.
Yeah.
And he was alone for like 24 hours with his brother. He would survive. They would survive.
He would, yeah.
He would find a way to eat.
Yeah.
And survive. He would have eaten like Nutella sandwiches and just live.
He jumped off a 5.5-foot platform where I was like, and he landed and then he was just like, doom, doom, doom. And there was a stranger who saw it with me because I was like, oh my God. And he goes, I would need an EMT if I just did that. And I was like, yeah, I've had one. I didn't jump that far and I fucking needed one.
Yeah. And
crazy.
He does it all the time. They never get in and out of their chairs properly.
Yeah.
They climb in on the side and then jump off the chair and he does it every day and you're going to break your ankle. Nope. Fine.
Nope.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
Fuck.
I got this thing that you, because we were talking about the live.
Yes.
That you got the, oh yeah. You snapped some stuff of Rogan.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So funny. Here was Rogan watching poutine, Norm Summerton's poutine.
That's a lot of piss, too.
How about his fucking tattoos?
They're insane.
Like, where are you, what are you doing?
He was
with
a mortgage broker for years.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did they find this and got fired?
No, I think he retired.
Oh, he's gonna shit on it.
I don't know. I sure hope he does.
Jesus.
It was the best sitting across from him because I got to see his
it
faces.
It is so wild.
Makes the best reaction. He has the best reaction.
When
French Canadian poutine fries.
When you, we're so accustomed to Norm's poutine. And that when someone's seeing it for the first time, you got to take yourself back to seeing it for the first time. You're like, oh no.
And keep in mind, this is the man that, you know, watches MMA fights weekly.
He hosted Fear Factor.
It's hard to gross Joe Rogan out.
I
miss Norm. I love him so much.
We actually have an update.
What?
Yeah.
Is he back in the game?
Do you want to see the update?
I'd love to see the update.
I didn't think we were going to do it right
here.
God
damn it. Norm.
This is a real update. Okay. So a fan sent this in.
Oh my God.
She met Norm last spring, went for beers with him a couple weeks later. And he said he's such a generous soul and is such a nice man.
I believe it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you big titted animal. Show them to me.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you can. All right, well, just wiggle them. Okay.
Isn't that great?
Oh, he's so sweet. He's so happy. I like that he goes out in public with the dog collar, too. I thought that he might temper that.
Yeah.
But he does.
No, he's got the full, he's got the gear on. It looks like a woman's shirt, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
I really like that.
Oh, I really. Is that what Garth was thinking of when he
said
that?
That fucking psycho. I just saw some shit he posted. He was in Ireland, I guess, doing these press conferences. It's just the fucking, it is so like Bundy-esque. You know?
What was he doing?
Just holding court. You have a moment and you just hold it all this shit. And he starts crying again. And
wow.
I don't buy any of it.
What did he say? Remember that line? He's about Trisha.
Oh, yeah.
He
wants to explore every foot of Ireland.
Oh, boy.
Won't be able to this time. He's going to do my shows, but I'd love to. I want to see every square foot of this place.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I'm sure you do.
No, you don't.
You're a fucking liar.
Yeah. People really buy into that shit, that emotional.
They really do.
There's no way he can be that emotional all the time.
I don't buy it at all.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Here's another clip of
maybe
yours.
He is such an emo guy.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is he just, listen, here's the deal, man. I watched this movie, The Holiday. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this dog shit?
No.
Okay. Everybody's saying this is the movie to watch. Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet.
New
Jude
or old?
Law. It's an old movie.
Okay.
But, and Jack Black. And it's making a resurgence. It's a, I love Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And it was the dumbest fucking thing I'd ever seen. It was worse than like a Hallmark movie. Like the dialogue, like, you know why actors get paid so much now? Mm. Because they can sell this shitty dog shit dialogue. Like at one point, Jude Law was like making his speech to Cameron Diaz, like, and I love you and I hope that's enough. And then she would be like, I didn't think that you would say that I love you. Like it, the dialogue was written by a third grader.
Sure.
And like, as if, first of all, Jack Black is going to get Kate Winslet. What are you talking about? That made me nuts. He's not, dude. Cameron gets Jude and beautiful Kate gets Jack Black. That alone infuriated me.
Really?
She had Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic.
Willing to drown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they put her with this guy?
Yeah.
As much as I think I love Jack Black, don't
now,
get
Jude
me wrong.
Jude can get it though.
Jude is stunning.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, look
honestly,
at him.
To be like, I don't want to put you off. But I do gay shit with Jude Law.
Right? Anybody would do gay shit with. He's perfect.
I mean, here's how it would go. He'd be like, hey, do you want to, you know, fuck around? I'd be like, hey, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, so do you want to? I'd be like, all right.
Like yeah, all right. And then what would you let him do? Butt fuck?
I don't know. Whatever he says, I guess.
I don't think he'd butt fuck you. I think he would play with your booty like Unk Shine.
Yeah.
And you guys would French and like jerk off together, but I don't think he would butt fuck you. He
I'd probably,
like
I think I'd leave
guy.
There being like, that was pretty, like, I don't feel gay.
Yeah.
I feel like
well, it's,
I feel good right now.
Well, that's the thing, as we learned from Dr. Joe Court, is that guys who masturbate together and stuff, they're not gay, but they want to admire each other's loads. What about the loads you have?
That's so, what, that's what I think we would do. He'd be like, that's a lot of cum, Tom. And I'd be like, thanks, Jude Law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought up this stupid fucking dumb movie is that in his character cries a lot and then Cameron Diaz can't cry. So that's their juxtaposition of stupid character traits.
Okay.
And by the way, Cameron Diaz is stunning as well.
You know that she's like fully retired from
showbiz. Fully retarded? I thought you were going to say that she's fully
retired.
She's fully retarded. Really?
She's just done with it.
Good for her. Well, I'm sure she's made enough money.
It's been a while. She's definitely made a lot of money. I'm just saying that, like, when was the last time you saw Cameron Diaz in a
you
movie?
You know, I'm not in a film, but I saw her on a flight to JFK at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked perfect. I mean, she came on the plane to JFK wearing the red lip, the full makeup. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's stunning. This is no joke. Look, when these people tell you...
Oh, there. See, look at that first thing underneath. Cameron Diaz explains to Kevin Hart why she left acting.
Well, let's see.
It's the,
I mean, it's a hard, I'm sure. Did she adopt kids or something? Probably she became a mom.
I don't know. I'm sure it says something there. I met my husband. We started a family. All the things I didn't have time for before. Actually, not just have the time for, but didn't have the space to make the right decisions for me at the time to bring that in.
Yeah.
She married the good Charlotte lead. What is it? Singer or guitarist or something?
Benji Madden.
Lead guitarist.
Okay. Announced that she had tied the knot, or she had retired from acting. Her final movie was in 2014.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So that's coming up on
Annie.
Coming up on 8 years.
Yeah, I mean she's had a great run, and
I know, but it's always interesting to see somebody step away. It's almost like sometimes there's this thing in professional sports where an athlete can retire. It's very hard to do at the height of their like talent and their ability, their peak performance, or they wait for your decline because they want to keep playing, you know?
Mm.
So like it's like a big deal when they go, while I'm still the best, I step away.
Well, what's the move? You know, do you...
I don't know. I mean, like in stand-up, like stand-up's a really interesting one because there's absolutely a window where your star is rising, if you want to say it, or like you're in demand. And then, you know, you go down. But also stand-up's this thing where like you don't want to stop doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see these stand-ups that age. They still love... getting on stage and telling
Milton
jokes.
Berle was performing in his 90s. Burns, Phyllis 100. Diller.
And yeah. It keeps you young. It keeps you
quick.
It does. Quick.
I think it's good for you. But like there is a thing where you go like, oh, I could dial this down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for instance, the way we tour, like, I couldn't tour like this the way I tour now.
And I hope you don't. You'll die.
For sure. But also, I wouldn't be. I mean, I just, you know, it's impossible.
But the demand decreases for the act. Yes. And then you kind of, your diehards come with you over the years. You know, maybe you don't get those younger generation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure how it goes.
Also, there's like ups and downs. Like, you could then, like, have some project, something these days online, but like a movie, something that, like, reignites the demand for you, and then you go, you're doing big things again.
That's true.
I think you just want to be able to keep doing stand-up.
I love it. Yeah,
movies and stuff is a different commitment. Acting, you know.
Well, plus this. Listen, and also too, when you're a woman, I think in Hollywood,
yeah,
you know, you start. A lot of people don't realize this, but if you look at somebody like Christina Ricci and all these famous actresses, they start at two.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start acting in a commercial at 2 years old, and then by the time you're 13, you've already been a child star or whatever. Now you have to transition into being an adult act, not adult actor, but a grown up actress or whatever. And now you have to be on the cover of some Maxim magazine to show that you're now fuckable.
Yeah.
And then that window happens. It's like this constant reinventing of oneself. But really, you age out of show business by 35 for an actress.
Yeah.
You're dead. So the hot one.
Especially
the hot one.
If
that's
you're,
tough.
Yeah. You're,
being the hot girl.
You're beautiful.
The hot chick. And Cameron Diaz was the hot girl for...
Oh, yeah.
She had such a good run. She's perfect. I mean, even in this garbage movie, The Holiday, you look at this face on her, and I was like, oh, she's just stunning.
Yeah.
Beautiful blue eyes, and she's just bubbly, and...
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's funny. So you chose Jude Law over Cameron Diaz.
I think in this scenario, yes.
Who would you rather get filled up and sealed shut by?
Cameron Diaz or Jude Law?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jude Law.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He is perfect looking.
Now, here's the thing. Both of them. He is, right?
God.
Both of them. Here's the thing about both of them, okay? They both are stars. They're both really good looking. I don't know if they're both giving lovers.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think they both might be like, what are you going to do for me?
Oh, for Jude Law? For sure.
Oh, yeah. He's been
ragdolling chicks for...
Not just ragdolling, but also they're like... What do you need? You know what I mean? Like, he's never like, oh, I've got to make sure I please you.
No, he's getting his dick sucked through the fence.
Yeah.
Like he just shows up.
Touch my dick through the fence. Yes. Yeah.
Suck my dick through the fence, which is even harder than touch my dick through the fence. So the point is, Jude Law, when he's on set, do you think that girls just are waiting in the trailer? Like, oh, you took a shit. Can I lick your butt clean? Like, oh, you, can I just... I mean, the women.
I don't think a lot of people want to lick his butt clean if he's shit, but I do think that he has an endless
supply.
Option supply, yeah.
Because women do pretty naturally. Like, if you're an attractive woman, you can get laid anytime, but it's weird for a man, too. It's like a superpower that's not natural.
It's not natural.
And it gets way more attention.
Yeah. I mean, if you, I've hung out with, you know, really good looking men before, like a good looking guy.
Yeah.
And you see the way women look at them. You're like, oh, that's not.
Other level.
Yeah.
Can you look up Jude Law's Wikipedia? Was he ever married? I'm curious. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She better be like.
Then he banged a nanny. Him. And then they, you don't remember that?
I thought that was Hugh Grant.
No, it was Jude Law.
Hugh Grant did a hooker. See, he's not as pretty anymore. That's a rougher shot. He aged.
Go to personal life.
He has six children. Six children.
Make that bigger.
O-M
okay.
jeans.
So.
We don't want to look at his activism. We want to look at his personal life.
Law met actress Sadie Frost while working on a shot. The two married in September of 97, divorced in 2003. They have three children. Rafferty, Rudy, Alfie, Losar. Oh, Sienna Miller began a relationship.
Oh, so that's a model. Sienna Miller is a famous model. Yeah.
On fifth, public apology for having an affair with the children's nanny.
Oh.
Miller-in-law ended their relationship in November of 2006. He was in a brief relationship with a model named Samantha Burke.
Model. Good.
His fifth child, a girl, was born to Catherine Harding. She married his girlfriend, Philippa Cohen, on May 19th.
Jesus.
September, Law announced the birth of the couple's first child together.
Oh,
who's also his sixth.
Oh, my God.
Since 2005, he has represented Dunhill Asia. God damn.
Damn.
Dude, will you do another search? Jude Law net worth. Because that's just got to be going well, that's, all over the place.
He's got how many baby mamas now? How many baby
four,
mamas?
Right?
The four baby yeah. mamas. That is yeah. a drain on your finances, my man.
Yeah, he's got some money. Yeah.
$45 million. Damn. Yeah.
Well, he works a lot.
Well, he's got to.
Yeah. I think every time he gets an offer, he's like, do you fucking understand who this is going to? I have six children.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to want six children.
Or you want six young girlfriends. I don't know if you want, because the younger girls want children.
Yeah.
So if you want that 20-year-old hot thing, because if you look at his list, yeah. it's all the it girls of that year. It's like who, Sienna Miller was like the hot girl in 2004.
Yeah.
And then what other model? So the models are 20 years old. Yeah. Ooh. I mean, she's a smoke show. The next
he
one.
He fucked
just,
a nanny while he was with her.
Yo, what?
Yeah. That's because that dick's just heating up. Yeah. He can't.
Cooking.
He's too hot.
Cooking man. In those pants. Yeah. Especially in 04. This is before the hairline starts receding. Mm-hmm. Like, this is peak Jude Law 04.
You know?
Peak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at him. The hair is stunning. He is impeccable. He's so handsome.
Oh, that's the nanny there on the stairs.
No. Oh, yeah. They got a blonde cute. Oh, that's right why. Yeah. Why do you
are
think?
Are you going to click it? And then zoom in so we can see her. That's her on the stairs.
She looks like a 12-year-old.
Oh, no, that's a kid. That's a little boy. That's probably his son.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, what's the appeal? Do you think she worshipped him the way that he's accustomed to be worshipped?
Maybe.
Was it doting?
Maybe it was doting. And you know what it probably was?
What?
She was there. You know what I mean?
Availability.
Yeah. He's like, this dick's all hot right now. There's nobody here except for these stupid kids.
Like, can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
Getting hard around your kids is so unfathomable. Just listen to where I'm going. Like,
okay.
Just like, don't kids zap you of any sexual energy? Like, by the end of the yeah. day, I'm like, oh, yeah. my fucking God. I just want my vagina to seal itself shut. Like, I don't want.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to be pretty juiced up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what the actual real story is? I mean, I'm still just kind of like reeling from the fact that he has six kids.
Yo.
I thought that was like you misread something.
Well, he better make $45 million. He's got to pay off all these bitches. That's a lot of women and baby mama money.
That's a lot.
Let me tell you something. That's what ruins men's wealth.
Yeah.
I was talking to some financial advisor on an airplane, and we were talking about what ruins people's wealth. And he's like, it's baby mama divorce. Mm-hmm. Divorce is the first one. Yeah. Men get clean out. So you yeah. and I cannot split. If you want to keep your money, bro.
This is your sales pitch?
This is my sales pitch on a staying married forever. Okay. But divorce and then like baby mama drama, like doing that shit over and over.
You know what sucks for me too?
And then crying.
I had a vasectomy. Obviously.
Yeah.
So I meet this fucking girlfriend. I get my girlfriend. She's like, I want a baby. I got to have a fucking reverse vasectomy.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I made you do it, huh? Make it a little difficult for you. Get that second wife pregnant. Don't you fucking dare. Oh, my God. If you have children with your second wife, I will murder your
Why?
Children.
Why would you care?
Because I want my children to know that they're special to you, that you're not just pumping out kids. You know what I mean?
Why are they not special to me?
You can't.
What are you talking about?
You can't have more children. It's like when the lion comes in and then murders the offspring of the lioness that existed prior.
Yeah.
It's because it's dominance. Those are my seeds in the world. You may not create more. I forbid it.
But you already cleaned me out.
Good. I don't want you to reverse it.
No, you already cleaned me out when we divorced.
Oh, so what? I still don't. I want my children to
You can't make
special.
Demands.
I can
after
do that.
That.
It's going to be part of our exit, whatever document.
What kind of shit are you talking about?
I don't ever want you to be happy again. Can that be in there too? That are you miserable forever?
That I'm miserable forever?
Yeah, I don't want you to be happy with someone else after me. I want you just to be alone and sad. Well, it's true.
Why?
Because that's right.
That's not right.
It is right because I make you so... Okay, like last night, I came in the living room, remember? and you are just sitting there and you're so sweet. You're eating a snack and you were looking at our beautiful Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I said to you, isn't that nice that your wife puts up Christmas trees and makes things nice for you and buys nice snacks and stuff? Because otherwise you would just be sleeping on your floor, on your mattress, right? And I make things nicer for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'd just be a stinky old bear living in a dirty cave. Isn't that nice?
That's nice. You don't think my next girlfriend's going to be...
No, there is no next girlfriend. That's what I'm saying. There is no next girlfriend. Just me. I'm the one that gives you joy and love. I make you happy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
You wouldn't want me to be happy, though, would you, if we'd have...
Yeah, I would. I would.
What about if you died suddenly?
I mean, I would want you to be happy. Of course I want you to be happy.
With another man.
Look, it's not that you go like, oh, gosh, I can't wait for you to be with another man. But you're saying like, do I wish you were happy with somebody? Yeah, of course.
Is there anything that you would absolutely hate? Like if you die and you look down from heaven and you're like, she's with fucking that?
Yeah, somebody not white probably. That would be...
Not Christian, eh?
No, I can't think of something.
What would
I mean,
infuriate you?
What would infuriate me?
You're like, this fucking dandy.
No, a dandy. I guess, so, you know, there is this thing where like as a man, you're like, oh, there's another man.
Yeah.
No. In like living off of my income.
Your wealth.
Yeah.
Coming to my house.
Yeah.
Picking up my remote control.
Like some guy being like, eh, whatever. Because like they didn't work for it. So they don't treat it the same way, you know? So that part's kind of, but you can't do anything about it.
I mean, like, okay, what if it's just like my personal trainer? And he's like a hot 20 something, but he doesn't know the come up. He's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So that would that anger you?
Well, it's not that, but it's like, it's more just like you roll your eyes at it. Like I'm not like, like furious. You're just like, this guy just basically want a scratch off. So he's just like, oh, I got all this stuff now, you know, like he didn't actually, I'd actually prefer that you were with somebody who was successful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think I could be with a man who wasn't driven to be great at anything. It's not even about what they do. It's just that they enjoy what they do and they're very driven. And there's a purpose to their lives and meaning.
You know? Or I come visit you at the house and then he walks out of the... He's like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Nobody would really make you... though.
I mean, I can't think of the person that would infuriate me. I'm trying to think. I think.
Not an ex?
An ex? No.
Look at that. You see that? He's like, all your pussy boyfriends in the past? You think those candy asses threaten me? That's the impression that I get.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Already in cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, and uno. We're on you.
And we're back. Had a quick break there. Christina had to take a huge shit, but now we're back.
It was so big.
Yeah. So before we move on, I wanted to set something up here. You're single. You have an option.
Okay.
You can remarry.
Oh, God.
Brad Pitt.
Right.
Ryan Gosling, who you always
love. Yeah.
Talk about. Or just to kind of give you a full spectrum of options, Bert Kreischer. Now, let me tell you something.
Jesus. No.
Well, here's the thing. Bert and Ryan, I think they're pretty demanding. You know, they're like... Brad.
Oh,
Pitt
God.
And Ryan. I mean, think about what's given to them and thrown at them all the time.
I don't know if I can handle that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, right? So,
it's competitive.
Right? This fucking guy. So, here's the thing, though. Bert... happy to be there, but also you and him, very similar personalities.
No. What are you talking?
Well, I just made a discovery that I didn't know about.
What?
That you guys are the same person.
What?
According to the guys who know you the best here.
Oh, stop.
Nadav and Eni were like, you know, they're like exactly the same, right?
Babe, no.
And then Eni was like, you don't think that like you married like the same person twice? I was like, I've never thought of this.
What are you talking? A, I'm not an alcoholic.
Wait, hey, Jesus. You don't have to fucking go there right away.
Oh.
Although you are enjoying a coffee right now.
That's true. B, it's got some Baileys in it. Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys say that. I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, oh, they have the same energy, the same person. Not like, obviously he's louder. He's like a loud, I don't think they mean like the volume of your voices, but they think like you're who you guys are at your core.
Yes.
Very similar. And I'm like, wow, this is a revelation.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that more. So what is it that
I would like them to weigh in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I mean. I'm curious. So like, what's the core,
you know,
that you see the similarities in?
So there's, you know, there's a couple things that definitely bring it into account. It's
Team Jesus.
Yeah. There's a couple things that bring it into account. I think I noticed it more on the episode of Two Bears, Christina, where you filled in and you were with Bert.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was on Where My Mom's At.
Yeah.
But it was just like, for the most part, it's like, oh, here's my partner. Like, oh, that's interesting. I'll take it back. But when you guys are together, it's just like, yes and, yes and, yes and, yes and. You want to drink before noon? Let's get it going. But like, you guys yeah, just right. don't know how to say no to fun. You know,
well, that's a nice way to put it.
But I will say, Christina, you are better at it.
Yeah,
you know, you don't let it ruin your day if it's like mimosas.
Wait, hold on,
yeah,
hold on a second.
That's true.
Wait a second.
I'm not destructive.
Patty.
Yes. That's
look at me.
Uh-huh.
Not self-destructive.
You're trying to say I'm not fun?
I think you're very fun. You're very fun. You're very fun. You know what? You know what it is. You have a really good fun beacon. You know how to find fun.
Hey, that's a good way of putting it.
And
I like
you have
that.
Found fun in two very close people to you, Christina and Bert.
Oh.
They're both very fun, and you have found
so
it.
I like to like surround myself
with fun people.
You are the finder of fun champ.
That's true. But that's
such a diplomatic way of putting that. Yeah.
But then you must like Bert and myself. You're attracted to us both.
I mean, clearly, I was like, I mean, like he said, I was like, who are two fun people I can be around all the time?
It's not true.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a great truth to that. I think.
Yeah. Well, I do relate to Bert, his insecurities. I share a lot of people don't know that about Bert, but when he is very vulnerable.
It's very touching how vulnerable that guy can be at sometimes.
Yeah.
Seriously. No joke.
Yeah. That's the part of him I get, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I'm day drinking.
Shades.
It's Margaritaville. If we're talking about Bert, I had to stop and get a drink.
So do you see the similarity between you and Bert?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do.
Is it like, because he does this thing where, I have to say, I kind of admire this about the two of you, and it's going to sound very insulting.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's, you know, by the way, that's the best way to start a compliment is, this is going to sound horrible. It's not. This is really a nice thing I'm about to do. God damn you.
No, because I think it actually, if I may be vulnerable.
Sure.
I think it speaks to my insecurities and my own being very self-conscious in that I am more apprehensive to say something that might make me look stupid.
Right, right.
And the two of you don't have that.
We're daring to be stupid.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
you're saying.
You're both like, yeah. I don't give a fuck how stupid I look.
Fuck. Yeah, dare to be stupid.
Now, I'll say this.
Yeah.
He is a 10th degree black belt in that.
I'm JV.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
But he is really a master.
But can I tell you... I'll tell
but
you
I,
why.
I, here's the truth. As funny and as jokey as that sounds, it is a quality that I admire. He'll say, and it doesn't matter if it's one-on-one, if it's in front of people, he'll say when he doesn't know it, he'll say the dumbest thing, he'll throw out ridiculous ideas, but I like it. And,
yeah.
And you have that too, where you'll be like, I don't know, what about this? And sometimes I'm like, what are you talking about? But I like that you guys aren't like so in your head about how you'll sound saying that.
Right. No, I know. And I think for years I was really trying to be the smartest guy in the room for so many years. I mean, you know me and my books and I read philosophy and I'm the smartest. And then I got tired of trying to be the smartest guy in the room. And I'm like, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And I may as well just, I'm 45 too. Yeah. I'm like halfway to dead. So I'm like, what do I don't give a fuck what anybody cares
about.
Here's
the truth. You're past halfway.
That's right. I don't care. And I think too, being middle-aged and having two kids and also what we went through a pandemic and like life is really fucking fragile.
It is. And you're saying that you don't care. And he just came out as fat recently.
Oh my God. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Did he do it already?
Well, I don't know if it's been announced, but basically, he's embracing his body and what he wants to eat and drink.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. So he's just going to go for it.
Oh, he's not going to go for it. He's been going for it. He's gone for it.
He's gone for it. Yeah. He's gone. So he's not even going to try to rein it in?
No.
So, okay.
Nope.
Cool. How does Leanne feel about?
I think she's definitely given up on that.
Yeah.
That is something where she's like, I am done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you bring up any of his like impulses and things, and she's like, yep, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know how that works, don't we? And like, so like you can't alarm her and be like, I think you should go see a doctor. She's like, yeah. So you want to set that appointment? You want to do it or you want me to, like,
that's true. She's just given up.
Oh, well, it's like 20 years of that guy.
Yeah, man.
It's
got
to wear you down.
Well, I do love him so much.
He's the best.
Too. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he is a sweet marshmallow core. I mean, I do wish he'd listen to you more on your podcast, though.
You've been listening.
Sometimes.
You checked it out?
Well, because I think you have interesting stuff to say sometimes.
Not according to him. I sometimes wonder what that, like, what his POV is on what he and I do on that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, is he like, oh, that's that thing where I go and I just talk. He actually gave me a compliment. He goes, that Tom Talks podcast you have? It's really cool. I was like, you think so? He goes, yeah, I like to hear you think and like talk about things. I was like, you could do that. You could listen.
Yeah.
He doesn't. No.
He doesn't. Not as much. Do I listen to you a bit?
Oh, much more.
Yeah.
Like if you listen to this podcast and that podcast, people think that there are that I have a completely different persona where it's really just one of them lets me talk sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the other one.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I think Bert and I both get excited about our stupid ideas, and then like there's no stopping the train.
Yeah.
Once I'm excited, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah,
and
I like this look.
Say, yeah, you too. It's so much easier. It's freeing. It's like it's nighttime. It's not.
That is what it's like, isn't it?
It's nighttime in your own face.
Yeah. Sunglasses indoors on a
crazy.
On a fucking like. In a store or something is such a wild thing to see. Like when you see somebody walking around,
I know.
You're like, you have shades on, huh? Yeah. And you know they're not blind. You know?
Well, I've
in a bar or something. Like,
I do.
Doing,
I do wear these inside airports, and these are on the cusp of being too dark. Like are they? Can you see my eyes through these?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, I want to buy those like 70s kind where you can see through, they just give a little bit of darkness.
I want what are they called? Are they transitioners? Like a transitional person?
Yeah, transitional.
Don't they? Do they go like they lighten up and then they dark?
Yeah, you could get that. I think that's a prescription. No?
Transition lenses. Yeah.
Is that requires a subscription?
Those are Zimzer lenses. Yeah.
Transition. Depending on your.
Do you know what will make you laugh, by the way? Do you want to laugh?
I like to laugh.
Let's make some videos.
Show me your boobs.
He's a famous NASCAR driver.
I mean, where was he going? What was he going to do? Spin me out? He was trying to do a Harvick is what he was trying to do. For what? For second place? To do what? He wasn't going to transfer through with that? Freaking retarded, man. So stupid. I don't understand these guys. I should beat the shit out of him right now, so I should do. But that doesn't do me any good either.
This is
I
why.
Laugh.
Yeah. If this was the interview every
NASCAR driver gave, I would watch NASCAR.
It kind of is.
Oh, no shit. Well, I got to get into it. I mean,
they're just fucking rednecks, you know?
I like that, then.
I mean, it's funny because you think of Talladega Nights, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
And, like, they make a joke about sponsors and shit. And look how preposterous this man looks.
M&M's.
I mean, M&M. Toyota, Snickers. Goodyear, Sports Clips. And they're buying the real estate on every available inch of what he's wearing. This guy's like a top tier driver.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love him.
Yeah, what's, Kyle Busch.
Well, he's got a fan in me.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. See, this is how I want people to talk all the
time. It's great. I wish all the athletes did.
Freaking retarded. Yeah.
And he's like, I should have kicked his ass.
Yeah,
he says that.
Beat the shit out of him.
That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, yeah.
I should beat the shit out of him right now. That's what I should do.
God, that movie's so fucking funny.
And
I
like in NASCAR,
the
by the way, this doesn't even make, like, this doesn't make the news, you know?
Right, like they don't go canceling Kyle
yeah.
Busch.
But yeah. if Patrick Mahomes, like in the NFL, if he was like, a fucking retard tried to break my knee, I should beat the fucking shit out of it. Like the NFL, ESPN, they would be like, oh my God.
I know. Would, yeah. Well, why? What is the disparity? Why can he get away with it?
Because it's rednecks.
Oh, sweet.
They don't give a fuck about shit. They're rednecks. Like, if they put this on ESPN, like, guess what this NASCAR driver did? All the NASCAR fans would be like, woo! That's what I'm talking about.
See, that's why there's safety.
Go fuck that dude up, man.
Yeah, that's why there's safety in being a Burt. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, nobody's going to hold him accountable for what he says or this guy, because you're like, they're fucking crazy. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's power in being dumb.
There is power.
That's what I'm learning. The dumber I am. You should be like, well, she's a dumb blonde. Dumb broad.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm stupid. Fuck do I know? It's because I'm fucking stupid.
I just got something. Oh my God. You just named your new special.
Dumb broad?
No, there's power in being dumb. Or?
The power of dumb.
The power of dumb.
Yeah. I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah.
The power, like the power of now. Like
yeah.
The power of dumb. I like dare to be stupid.
Dare to be stupid? Dumb fucking broad?
Dumb fucking you dumb fucking broad.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come back to
what if you named it Women Are Stupid?
Oh my God. That would be the best. How mad would Hannah Gatsby be at that?
It is such a, you know, your title, you know, your title alone would get millions of more people.
I know.
To click it. And millions.
I know. And like,
women
nothing.
Are stupid. People be like, fuck yeah, they are. Or, you know, no one would know what they're about to see.
They'd be so disappointed when I don't address that thought yeah. ever.
Like, what's this title about? You're like, I don't know. I just want you to click it.
Yeah, man. That's so true. Women are fucking stupid.
Women are fucking stupid, man.
I just have to write one joke about women being dumb.
I mean, barely.
Barely.
Yeah. No, you don't even have to. It's the kind of thing where it's like the title speaks, like it is, you're like, I'm a woman. Therefore, watch this and you go, oh, you're not? Or, yeah, you are. You're like, yeah, either way, I served you on this title.
Do you think I could really sell Netflix on that?
100%.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm a woman. What I say goes. Stop mansplaining. And I pull that card.
Absolutely. Now, you couldn't say it about another. You couldn't be like, Native Americans are stupid. That
no.
could not be the title.
No. You have to pick on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we don't like this title. But if you were like, women are stupid. Yeah.
God, I'm considering it now pretty heavily.
Yeah.
So many people.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Smart thoughts. We're like screaming, Mein Kampf at my
oh, show. My God.
Well, now Patty can laugh at those kind of jokes.
You know, I hear you.
Now I can't laugh at those jokes anymore.
Oh.
You keep sniffing?
Yeah.
I'm
done doing cocaine as well as drinking
day drinking. I think it's an interesting time to bring up the video that I sent Native.
Oh.
Excuse me, Patty. Patty, can you play the video I sent you?
Patty.
Yep.
And full volume, please.
This guy's the best, dude.
Yeah.
Kyle. Yeah. I'm watching NASCAR from now on.
That's you and Betsy.
Oh, I was looking for them.
That's you. That's Betsy. You, Betsy. You.
Stop.
It's a joke.
There's Betsy. There's you. Think that was fun?
Huh? That was the best thing I've ever heard. That was my dog and I so simpatico that I snore, she snore.
You
I snore,
she snores.
Snore.
Yeah.
Wow. Were you able to fall asleep?
No. No. Yeah.
Did you want to murder me?
No.
No.
This, by the way, this wasn't the first time that's ever happened.
Really?
No. It was just the first time where I was like, oh, I should record this. It happens all the time.
Oh, that dog. So many people don't know her name. We walked her around the neighborhood. And some guy was like, Biffy.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Biffy. What do you hear?
Biffy. Oh, Biffy. Yeah. Biffy. He said it like that. Oh, like, I get it. Biffy.
Biffy. Oh, yeah. So I went to the dentist. That one wanted me to get a mouth guard. The one that wanted $1,400 for one.
Oh, my God.
It's not a bad idea because I think I clench my jaw at night
because
my teeth are really ground down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like they're raw. Like I'm feeling
like a meth addict?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you sleep with something at night, though? How hard was it to get used to?
Not that hard. And really? I cannot sleep without it. I fucking forgot it on tour like a month or two ago, and I had it overnighted.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I cannot survive without that thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of killing your spouse.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Oh, my God. You're going to love this article.
Yeah. This is fucking so rad.
So this morning, actually, we were laying in bed, and Tom was like kind of half awake.
Yeah.
And we start talking, and I'm like, you got to see, this article is unbelievable. So this happened in India. There was a man who was like 27 years old, and, you know, they arrange marriages there. Yeah. The girl had a learning disability, and they set her up with this guy. The family gave him money to take care of her. That was the thought, right? Like, she's got this learning disability. He's going to take care of her. Well... Well, that's true. That's what it says in the article.
I know, but it's just like, it's a crazy thing.
It's a cool guy.
Hey, you want to marry this person?
So there they are.
Who's disabled, but will give you money.
Yeah. So he comes from a lower caste. Like, he doesn't have money. So it was a very enticing offer for him. So they get married, and then slowly he starts asking for more and more from her parents. So the dowry, I don't know if you can find that in the article. It's pretty funny. Her dowry is ridiculous.
Was it? It's a silly amount?
Yeah, it's just like in India. It's like five. Here we go. When the couple married, he accepted a dowry of 720 grams of gold, a Suzuki sedan, and a 500,000 rupees. About what is, I can't read it.
6,700 in cash?
Okay. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So then he started asking for more. Like,
well, yeah, that's not that much money, bro.
A Suzuki sedan. And 720 grams of gold is kind of cool too. So he starts asking for more. The parents are like, fuck you. That's not the deal. You take care of our daughter. So he proceeds to he gives her a glass of orange juice with a bunch of sedatives in it. And he's like, go to sleep. She goes to sleep and he lets cobras loose in the bed, hoping that the cobras bite her, and they are venomous. You die from the cobra bite if you don't get treated within minutes.
Yeah.
So here he is. So she dies from a cobra bite.
Yeah.
The family is like, no, something's fishy here. Let's investigate. So this is him on YouTube. He has a channel with like 270,000 followers where he handles venomous snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the connection that something's up here. This guy's accustomed to dealing with these snakes. Da 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 da. So he let the snake go. And what they discovered is cobras don't really attack you past 8 p.m. Like they go dormant at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he had to do to get the cobras to kill her is, you know, when you milk the snake, you put their fangs up against a jar.
Like,
and it
a
takes.
Cup, yeah.
Yeah. So he puts it on her wrist, forcibly forces the cobra to bite her. And that's how she dies. And they figured out that those cobra bites were forcible.
That's tight.
And isn't that amazing? I thought you would love that story.
He's a legend. This guy's a legend. And now he got arrested.
He's in prison. They put him away. But see here, cobras generally don't bite unless they're highly provoked. And after 8 p.m., they're generally dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a series of reenactments with like a dummy. See? So here's what this woman's scenario was, and here's a cobra, and they're provoking the cobra, and it won't do it.
But also, that's a doll.
It is a doll, but then they do another series of tests where...
They should have put, like, a small child there instead of that.
They should have. Those are expendable in India, right? They don't have no regard for human
people die, man.
That's how they are. Jesus Christ. So here they did other tests and stuff, and basically they figured him out. But
it got us to thinking. It really got us to thinking because it was a very clever murder, you know?
So here's the reenactment. Sorry. So here's a wrist with a piece of chicken on it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get the cobra to attack the chicken. And the cobra's like, nah.
So it's too late. He's like, I'm resting now.
I'm resting.
I watch Netflix at night. I don't fucking kill at night.
Yeah, it's Netflix and chill.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's got to watch The Holiday with Cameron Diaz. So there you go. So the snake won't bite.
So here's the thing, though. It got us to thinking what a clever man this is. I mean,
great way to kill.
He did a somewhat naughty thing, but it was very clever. And it got us to thinking about regional killing.
Yes.
Which is, you know, like, because a cobra death in New York City would spawn, like, you know, I mean, that would, a huge investigation immediately. It's very suspicious. In India, somewhat common, right?
Yeah, there's people die from cobra bites quite frequently, yeah.
So it got us to thinking, if you're somebody that wants to kill your spouse, what you do is when you get to an area, let's say it's a new area to you, you start asking around, hey, how do people die around here?
Hey, man.
What's a kind of common way that people die around here? You know?
That's right.
And then they start telling you, well, they're like, well, that's kind of a funny question, but you know what? A lot of people die around here on boating accidents. And you're like, you don't say.
Yes.
And then a bunch of people meet you and they're like, did he ask you how people die around here? And you're like, yeah, he did. Like one of the first. He asked two questions. He says, where is there a good cold brew coffee and how do people die around here? And I told him, there's a couple good coffee spots and people drown a lot.
Drown a lot on Lake Travis, yeah.
And then he was like, I'm all right.
Because you
just like to know these things.
Because if you drown, so lake deaths are very common here.
Yeah.
So that's probably how you would kill me. And then the police would be like, yeah, you were asking people around town, what's the best way to die locally?
And it was like 3 months to the day where she drowned, you know? Yeah. The jet ski mysteriously sunk.
The jet ski. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you would do me in, is the drowning on Lake Travis. Maybe you get me intoxicated and then be like, I don't know, she just fell off the boat.
Yeah.
She was dancing naked.
She was
that's
dancing
what they do.
Naked on the boat.
Because all those partiers, oh, yeah, that's what happens. They get ripped in
that
the
would
summertime.
Get you ripped. I think I'd get you ripped.
And then they dance around and then they drown.
And
or
then
they
what
get
I would do
over.
Is I would be like, no, hold on to this rope on the back of the boat. I'm going to pull you. You know? And then since you're all loosey-goosey, I cut your life vest.
Yeah. So there's holes in it? You cut
the
cushions
straps,
out?
You know? So and then I'm just pulling you on. You're like, this is fine. I'm having fun. But you're kind of drunk. Yeah. I'm going like 12 miles an hour. And then when I see you kind of like dip your head back, I just go fucking 70.
And I'm like.
And then what I do is I'm like, no, the thing is, I don't know where she fell off.
That's good acting, by the way. It's really good acting.
I think it was over by that lighthouse. Or, you know, I point somewhere. And meanwhile, I know that you're not there.
That's really good. Well, I was thinking, like freezing to death.
I do the Kyle Rittenhouse. I go, I miss her.
Jeez. Didn't they catch him like laughing later?
Did they catch him laughing
in the car, Rittenhouse? Yeah, there's pictures of him being like.
I just remember him on the witness stand where he was like, ooh.
Yeah, cry baby.
But there was no tears. You know?
Yeah.
I was so scared.
That's okay. Good, Tom.
Yeah.
I would get you to freeze to death. I think that's a pretty...
That's a good one.
Good regional death. Like, hey, let's go to Alaska.
Yes.
And see the Aurora Borealis. We'll camp out here.
Oh, my God. That is such a good way to kill somebody.
It's the easiest.
Now, you have to know that terrain. That's the only thing, is you got to know it a little bit. Yeah. But I think it's a solid way to kill someone. And there's like a really plausible deniability to getting somebody to a campsite in the cold, way up high, right? And then what you do is you just go like, I'm gonna go this way. You wait here, you know? And you take water or food with you. And then, you know, you just hike. But then you got to leave the person in some really cold, you got to do it in like really cold temperatures, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully they can go quickly.
Snow. But then they'll get eaten by animals and such.
Well, they'll get eaten later, you know.
Oh, right. And that's a great way to get rid of the evidence.
That's the best. And then you go to the, you're like, I don't know where. I'm so cold. Can we send out a search party?
Well, like that Brian Laundrie. You know, he went out into the swamps, basically.
Well, that was after he killed her.
That's right.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But you can't live out there.
No.
And he's not
the Everglades?
No, and he's not a survivalist. He had some experience, but, you know, these survivalist guys, I think even they were interviewing some of them, and they're like,
they found his jaw.
Yo. Yeah. So do you think he got eaten?
I don't know. I mean, he got eaten for sure. I just don't know how he died first.
Right.
I don't know if he was eaten, and that was his death, manner of death, you know.
It's a bad way to die.
He strangled her.
Strangulation.
Which, by the way,
bad way.
If you don't want to, but it's not complicated.
It's not.
If you're looking for an uncomplicated way to kill someone, strangle them.
It's pretty straightforward, but the rage. You must feel so rageful to strangle somebody.
You have to feel rage. And also, I mean, it's a really good way to kill somebody smaller and weaker than you.
Yeah, I couldn't strangle anybody.
No, maybe you could.
A dog.
You could definitely strangle the dog.
Yeah.
And a small person.
A smaller person.
Yeah. Brad Williams. Yeah.
I could strangle. I don't know. He might be stronger than me, actually, Brad Williams.
For sure. Yes.
He's shorter, but he's stout.
Yeah. No, he's strong.
He's sturdy. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, whatever. A fifth grader, you could strangle him.
Yeah, I could strangle a fifth grader.
Yeah.
Definitely like a 3-year-old. Yeah. 6-year-old. Yeah. Sure.
But you know what sucks, man? I'll tell you what fucking sucks so much.
What?
About strangling someone to death. These forensic people are so on point now.
I know.
That they know it immediately. The ligature marks, like they just perform an autopsy and you're just fucking busted. It sucks.
Yeah.
You can't do it anymore.
You can't. No. Because they knew with Gabby's body that she was strangled, so they found it right away. It is so hard to commit a crime now.
Yeah,
that's
why
snow is the best. Freezing to death.
Freeze like leading someone out there to, you know what I mean, where you're not. There's no physical evidence you did anything. You got to be clever about it.
Well, here's the problem: is how do you get familiar with the terrain?
That's what I'm saying. That's the challenge.
That's the challenge. If you could somehow not, you know what, too, is like. Don't fucking take your cell phone to the place. Like, you got to leave your cell phone at home.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
And then take a burner.
You need a pattern of leaving your cell phone at home. Mm. If you leave your cell phone at home just when you go to commit murder, they'll be like, you never leave your cell phone at home.
Interesting.
You got to think ahead like that.
Oh, wow. You really are thinking this. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fuck. So that's not used as an alibi anymore. Like, oh, I left my phone at home.
I've watched all these shows. If you did that one time, that is an absolute like red flag.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have to establish a pattern.
Of course. They could be like, you know what? This person leaves their phone behind all the time. Then it's not, you know, something that would alarm them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough to murder these days. Like, it's not.
It is tough.
It's a bummer.
It's tough out there for a killer, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why regional killing is really the way to go.
How do people die around here? You got to ask it every time. Every time I go on vacation, I ask. As soon as I get to the hotel, how do people die around here?
Or even hunting accidents. I mean, isn't that the easiest one to get out of?
Not really. I mean, there was that Vietnamese guy, I think it was in Wisconsin a few years back. he set up at a post. He was in a tree stand and just started killing people. And he was like, I thought they were deer.
Well, that's a lot of people. Maybe just like you and I are out. You know
what would really suck though?
Huh?
Let's say you were doing the lead me into the terrain.
Yeah.
So let's say it was you. And you're like, I'm going to leave him out here. And then he's going to freeze to death. And then as we're headed out there, like we're getting into like the really isolated, cold terrain, you slip and fall like you did on the stairs.
Oh, my God.
And then you break your fucking leg.
Yeah.
But you were leading me to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're the perpetrator.
That would be bad.
And then I get to turn around and go like, you didn't think I know what you were going to do out
here? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Good luck with the ankle. And then I just put my shades on.
You leave me there to die with my broken ankle?
There's no fucking better excuse.
That's true.
Well, I was going to be like, I don't know what to do. I was like, or you know what you could do? You could get back and be like, we need somebody. Oh, my God. I saw this. I'm so worried. And then you go there and they're like, oh, she died. You're like, oh, that's too bad. I tried.
Jeez. Wow, that's really cool. Thanks for sharing. God.
Well, what?
No. I mean, now your mother's fear of, you know, your mother would always be like, your father is going to dump me off in the orange groves. He was driving me down the street. It was abandoned. And oh, I thought he was going to kill me.
But that's because she watches the shows with him and she's out of her mind. She watches these crime shows, the same ones that I watch, you know, Dateline and all those things. And he took her down a street that was like near some, what was it called? What are they called? Groves, like the orange groves in Florida. And she was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going home. She's like, you never go this way. He's like, well, it's just the way home. She goes, stop the car. Turn around now. She's like, you're going to kill me. He's like, I'm not going to kill you. Yes, please. And she starts begging for her life.
But those, I mean, Florida, a body could decompose so fast, right? Out there on those orange groves and those swamps.
Oh, yeah.
Just gators or crocodile, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The animals get to you. I think the decomp takes its whatever time. Probably definitely faster in hotter weather, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the animals. The animals get to you. It's really great to off somebody in hot weather.
Hot weather. Yeah. Well, we were thinking
not cold weather. No. Cold weather preserves fucking everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was leaning towards freezing to death.
Well, yeah, but if you commit a homicide, like the cold preserves, like if you poison somebody.
Oh, I would never.
If you strangle, like it preserves the body.
Yeah.
You know?
See, this cobra guy's mistake is that like he let the cobras in and he gave her a sedative before he let the cobras in.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Stupid.
He's stupid.
Yeah. So like you guys should have gone on like a hike in India wherever the cobras are and be like, just push her into like a cobra nest or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, for Christ's sake, she had a learning disability.
No.
You couldn't have fucking.
Right. He could have led that duck to water a little easier. Yeah. Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, I was shooting fish in a barrel is what you're saying.
Well,
And he didn't. Yeah, he must have been not that bright
either.
He could
have just been like, put this fork in the outlet, you know?
Yeah. God, that's so true. Wait a minute. That's so true. Why was he going through this elaborate thing?
I don't know. She was like, what? And he's like, that's how we turn the lights on. Okay.
Oh my God, exactly. And be like, I don't know.
She I don't know.
Put her
she just did
out.
It.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Yeah, you're supposed to open the oven to heat up the apartment. Turn the gas up. See you later. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, he went too crazy on that.
He overthought it. He overshot it.
Man.
Yeah. There's easier ways to kill.
Who else could we kill?
Well, you want to kill people with no
like people who look for them, right? So people with minimal ties to other humans, right?
How would you kill Patty O'Callaghan?
Well, he's got friends and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd poison his chicken wings, maybe. Oh, but poison's so detectable.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Oh, accidental overdose?
Mm.
Something? Maybe like on his pot, put something on there. Wow, that's still... Well, how would you kill him?
Hmm.
I know. You know how, like, he and Annie rode those dumb scooters around?
Yeah.
Like, loosen something on the scooter?
Yeah, but that's just going to be, like, a probably orthopedic injury.
Hmm.
You know, you got to think,
hmm,
game over.
right.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, gosh.
I would probably lure him into a poker game.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, what are the stakes?
There you go. See?
There you go, dummy.
You got to know your prey. You got to know what you're going after.
That's true.
Get somebody in a chat room to be like, yeah, there's, you know, I'll go ahead and front you these 10 grand and come over to this house, like that kind of, get them to go somewhere.
Mm. You know? And then at the house?
Yeah, just the blood of Christ. He just walks in and lights on fire.
Now, here's a silly question. Mm. If I had legal consent to kill you, like let's say you and I go to a lawyer. No? It doesn't work that way. It
doesn't work that way.
Really?
No, I mean, there's assisted. And that's like, you know, if someone's usually sick. And but it's not here in Texas. And that, but it's not here.
Physician-assisted suicide is legal in 10 U.S. states and District of Columbia. It is an option.
Just to be clear, I'm in good health and do not want this to happen. I would like to say that now. I'm not looking to die.
I'm not looking to die either.
Well, I just want to put it out there because it was your suggestion.
No. I'm just saying like on the live show, we had discussed that guy in Germany who wanted somebody to eat his penis.
Yeah.
And he had a contract drawn up.
Yeah, he wanted that to happen. Yeah.
So in Germany, apparently, that's hunky-dory.
The Germans
they're out of their minds, yeah. Okay. But if I say to you, Tom, I really want you to consume my tits and then my legs and then I want you to kill me, mm-hmm, and we can't go to a lawyer and get that like notarized? Or
I don't know. Hmm. Notarized.
I don't know. You have a notary come over and you...
Oh, yeah. You want him to eat your tits and kill you? Yeah, that's fine. I don't think so.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I just thought I'd try.
I know. I'm trying to think of who else we could kill on staff.
Chris Larson would be the easiest.
You think so?
Yeah. He's the sweetest. He's a more naive.
Oh.
You could lure him into some darkness.
Well, he'd be easy to lure.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the actual manner of death, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and Chris doesn't fall for tricks, they said.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think that?
I don't know. I just think he's crafty. I think the second you start kind of pitching him on stuff that you normally don't pitch him on, his eyes get a little squinty. He's like, what? Why would I want to go on this cruise for 6 months?
Cruise is a great way to murder somebody.
It happens a lot, no?
I just got to say, he went in that stripper room. That's pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty
sounds like easy. Maybe pussy's the trick with Chris.
Get a woman to...
Put some poison in her pussy and then...
Jesus.
He fucks her and dies.
Can you do that? I'm sure you could.
I don't think you can.
There's
got
to be something.
Oh, the old poison in the pussy trick. No, I don't think so.
Oh, you're really cool. Yeah, you could lure him in. A woman would lure him in. The honeypot. Isn't that what they call that in the CIA?
Yeah.
The honeypot. The women make great spies and right? Covert agents and that shit. Because you never know.
Sex.
That's right.
Men are just like...
Dum-dums.
Yeah, yeah. They absolutely, in that spy... I mean, there must be dirt on so many people. High-level shit that we never would ever find out about. Where they lured a powerful person into sex and, you know, captured it on camera or are able to hold that over them as blackmail.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching The Eyes of Tammy Faye, that movie, which is fantastic. Jessica Chastain plays Tammy Faye Baker. Do you remember the Tammy Faye, Jim Baker
scandal? Of course, those days. Yeah, yeah.
So I grew up when this came out. So I was a child when she was very popular. So Tammy Faye and Jim Baker were one of the first televangelists, and they made millions and millions of dollars, and they even could afford a satellite, which allowed them to broadcast their religious programming 24/7 over the world. And eventually, of course, Jim Baker got into trouble because he was funneling funds into things that didn't exist and
yeah.
You know, taking money out of the church, which is
look
pretty
at how
fucking
crazy
common.
She looks in that picture right there.
Yes,
fucking A.
But why was I bringing that up? What were we talking about right before?
Guys, killing Chris Larson and pussy is a trick.
Pussy. So right. So Jessica Hahn. So he did get set up, Baker.
He did?
By Jessica Hahn, who was very famous, red-haired lady who had sex with him and then was blackmailing him, and then she came out with the story anyway. So she got the money, and then she still fucking ratted him out. Stupid bitch, right?
Blackmail is...
It never works, right? Like
No, it does work, but yeah. I'm saying like it's a... Yeah, it's a horrible position, I think, for someone like that to be in. They're like someone's holding that over you, you know? Like that's one of the old spy tricks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she set him up. So terrible.
Mm.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
How would you kill Annie?
Oh, that's easy.
Ooh.
Hey, Annie, there's a huge party happening, and there's like hot chicks and fun stuff. And then like, yeah, you just take him into a back room, and then some guy just fucking clubs him.
Jesus. Nah, we should do it at my house. We should do it at my house. Yeah, I'm paranoid of everything, bro. You can never kill me. You can't prank me. You can't kill me.
I do believe that he has a high paranoia threshold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see your shit a mile away, dog.
A woman. Then it's a woman. It's got to be somehow.
Yeah, he'd
trust bitches either.
Yeah. He doesn't trust her. He doesn't trust him, but yeah.
God, I'd be the easiest to kill. You're like, Christina, look over there. And you can just chop my fucking head off.
Oh, so I don't trusting. Think it'd be hard to kill you.
No.
Yeah.
You would be... How would I kill you?
I mean, look, anybody can get killed. You could definitely kill me.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you.
Oh. Driving accident. I cut the brakes.
Cut the, like, you even know what that means.
I don't know what that means. There's a YouTube video. I could figure it out.
You don't think I would know that my brake lines were cut as I was pulling out of the driveway? Like, oh, wow, these brakes don't work.
I'd figure out a way to do it. Like, you know how when you go in racetrack driving?
Uh-huh.
And I'd cut the brakes there somehow.
Yeah, but we wear helmets and shit there. That's actually one of the safer places.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Helmets, huh?
Helmets.
And suits like these guys?
Yeah, it says M&Ms all over it.
Do you, when you go vroom vrooming, do you, yeah, do you wear like a suit with all the cool?
Mine's mostly Skittles, but yeah.
Yeah. Skittles. Mm-hmm. That's adorable.
Hey, we got to get to this.
Okay.
I heard you bitch looking for me.
God damn it. Well, you know, this is a YMH exclusive.
Huge, huge news.
That we aired on the live show. My suspension, I've been suspended from TikTok, will be up tomorrow. And I'm fucking pissed, dude. I love that platform. I bleed for that platform.
You sure do.
Die for it. So I've been stockpiling videos. Rest assured, when you go to at the Water Champ after the 23rd, there's going to be a lot of fresh new content.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, they can't hold me back. They've been trying to censor me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, are you hungry? Say yeah.
I don't like this.
I don't like that one either. I wouldn't have opened with that for you. That was just to make you upset.
Well, guess what? That worked.
Erection achieved. Ugh. What is happening? I know. Just and I've duetted this one. You can see this one. Starting tomorrow too on my account. Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
You like this one?
Yeah, I felt like he was degrading somebody.
Yeah, himself, his own image.
That was kind of cool. I feel like he's really going through something.
He is going through something.
It was it was fun, you know?
Different.
Okay.
I've never seen that before on the talk. It's definitely different.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Will it just explode?
Those are lungs? That's cool shit.
Very cool.
Yeah. I know you like those educational ones.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Please.
This one's pretty great. So this is like a bunch of dorky tourists on bikes.
Yeah.
And these people are like, please just get out of here. Go away. We don't want you. I don't want your stupid dumb helmets on your bicycles. Like, go away.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Scram. This is not for your tourism. This is our home. And I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
This is like primal level gentrification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
this is an African village, probably, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming so.
And they're like, yeah, stop fucking riding your bike through here.
Yeah. This isn't for you, dude.
So here's the deal. I got your six. That ain't a question. Have you got mine? If so, like and follow.
That was fucking dumb.
Are you liking? Are you following?
I like that.
Well, I've never heard that phrase from these cool guys. Usually these, you know, they go around.
Uh-huh.
This was an original. I've never heard that one. I've got your sex. Yeah.
It's got strong vibes. I got your sex. Eating, television on. Do you have mine? I'm going to replay that.
So here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
I got your six.
I'll take care of you.
That ain't a question.
No question.
Have you got mine?
Ugh.
If so, like and follow.
Mm-hmm. Cleaning his teeth out. Like and follow. Show me what you got. Because there ain't no question about me.
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
He's always hard.
This woman slept with 919 men in one day. In 2004, Lisa Sparks, who's been married since 1995, set a record that has not been beat at the annual World Championships in Poland. She competed against two other women, one of whom was a former world record holder with 759 men in a day. Though not technically even a full day, it occurred in just 12 hours, meaning she was with each man for about 45 seconds.
A lot of dicks that day.
So many dicks in a day. 45 seconds per
dick.
I mean,
does part of you, though, want to experience that? What?
Babe.
What?
Babe, how many?
900.
Boo.
Okay, just like pare it down. What about 19? 45 seconds with 19?
Babe, I don't want to answer this. I don't like this.
Sounds like I just touched a nerve.
Like, I don't even want to... I can't even fathom it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool, right?
And did she do this for the entertainment industry or just for
fun?
She
did it to be a world champion. Okay?
Because she's a winner.
Yeah. She's the record holder. It still hasn't been topped.
She said there was a woman that did 700 something.
Guess what? That's called second place.
This is wild.
That's got to be a shitty feeling.
Second place?
Like, what'd you do? I fucked 700 guys today.
That's
but
it?
Silver medal, you know?
Silver, 700.
Yeah.
Man. So
what's
many.
The noise? Oh, shit, I'm surrounded. Oh, I hide in the water. They won't find me in here. What's going on? What's going on? What's happening? I'm always getting tipped to all these other universes. Where the hell am I this time? I guess I can't be a getaway cow. I'm a hole. Oh no, cows can't fly. It's okay, buddy, I'll save you. Alrighty. Appreciate the help. I'm glad we landed safely.
It's so much.
It's so long. This guy has a kind of a Cobra Could Kill Him vibes, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look like a storm coming in. God damn.
How fucking long is this thing?
It is pretty creative for as far as talks go. This is one of the most creative ones I've ever seen. It must have taken him hours to do this. All the different backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So this is my grandma's candle. It's 40 years old. 40 years ago, she put a candle on top of a beer can, and it's been growing ever since.
Is that cool or gross?
It's a good question. It really is a little bit of both, isn't it?
Right.
It is.
Like, I can't decide if I'm like, that's awesome, or
I think
that's
it would make me feel better if they cleaned up around the base there on the table. Like, it might have a little higher cool factor and less of a gross factor.
Yeah, because that's ruining your table, too.
Yeah.
It's not being very respectful of your furniture. And she started with Coke cans. Didn't she say, like, there's cans in the middle of that? And then
40 years?
40 years to keep adding to a candle.
Wow.
I mean, I like the woman's dedication.
That's real dedication. That is art.
It's kind of cool, yeah. And gross.
Anybody out there, please tell me what this is.
I can tell you what it is. What is it, babe? So just so you guys know, this is the talk that got me suspended. Because I duetted it. I answered him, and I got caught for bullying, which, like...
I think you stitched it.
Sorry, that's right. I stitched it. It wasn't even fucking bullying. I mean, bitch, I want to find out who reported me. I'll show you what fucking bullying
is. I believe your talk, you said, he said, can anybody tell me what this is? And you go, like, what isn't it?
Everything, which part?
Yeah,
it's all
part?
Fucked up.
It's all fucked up.
That's all I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it, dude. I mean, look, there's so much that's fucked up. Which part? The whole leg is bad. And then the feetsies and then the sores.
No, he's not doing well. That's up in the air. Can confirm. Wow.
You like it?
Yeah, it was great.
It's edema. It's severe swelling. That's what I'm going to go for.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's... Jesus.
Oh, no.
Poof. I really like to take something down.
No, why?
Because it's so fucking...
How do you get like that? That's so sad. Ugh.
Here, just something to cleanse the palate.
Jeez. Wow.
You want to know something?
What?
That looks just like my cousin Steve. You see it?
Yes. I can. Wow. Is he crying?
He's struggling. I think he strained a lot to do that.
But tears, he's weeping.
Yeah, I think he's sweating too. It's kind of mixed together.
Now, I know everybody's...
It's an awesome angle.
It's great. Everyone who listens to this program is going to be like, is that real? Was that mixed?
Yeah, sure sounded real.
Was the audio layered?
How'd you get this one? Was this sent in?
Yeah. Yeah, this one was emailed to us.
Was it, is it the user that sent it in? Like, is it the...
I'm not sure. I think this was sent in, like, just as an attachment with nothing really else written in.
He looks like he's weeping and sweating.
Yeah, he's having a rough time.
And he strained so hard.
So hard. God.
It's really cool.
It is really cool.
Look.
Oh my God, he's crying tears of joy.
Yeah.
Like, I did that.
Do you think this guy gets laid?
That's the thing. You know, whenever we play these with Dr. Drew, and Drew's always so, he always points out, like, you know, the male drive to get laid is so, it's so prevalent.
Yeah.
And, like, this goes against that theory. Like, you know girls are going to see this, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, they are.
A special lady. I'd like it.
You would?
Why don't you make fart vids?
I don't really want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I know.
But it really looks like my cousin Steve.
It does. I know.
Like, if you had
does.
Put that up for a second and took it, I'd be like, you have a video of my cousin Steve?
It does look like your cousin, Steve. Isn't that weird how we do have doppelgangers, though, in the world?
Yeah. Well, I get so many that are not. And then, you know, the worst is when people are like, I found your doppelganger. It's just some guy
and it's
with
not.
A beard. Yeah.
It's one time close. I did see a woman in public that looked just like me. I didn't say anything to her. But
you did?
Like, yeah. Could be my biological sister when I think about it. My dad.
Could be. Yeah.
Maybe I should have said something.
Okay. Do you know who your dad is?
I know. I get so afraid to check 23andMe when they send me those updates.
Oh, my God. Or if they're like, you have 26 siblings. And you're like, what?
I could.
You're not going to check that?
I am legitimately nervous that I will find a sibling in, like, Cambodia or Philippines.
But that would bother you? I mean, it'd probably be good to know.
I guess. Yeah. What should I talk to them? Like, let's say I did have one. If you had one, would you want to know
Yeah,
that
sibling?
Person?
Sure.
I guess.
It's different than saying, like, these are kids you didn't know about, you know?
Yeah.
But having a sibling, I mean, why not?
Would be kind of cool.
Be a cool thing to do for Christmas this year. We could send out a bunch of Christmas cards. Hey, bro. You're my bro.
You're my bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
It would be cool. What if that's your bro?
I do. I love that guy. He could be my bro.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
God. Such a cool expression. See if I can freeze it on. Yeah.
That's the grossest fart face. I hate that fart face. Oh, and he's missing teeth, too. I don't know why I'm surprised.
The real grunt face?
Yeah, I don't like the grunt
face. The struggle
face.
Fart?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. He's a great guy. Yeah. That is a good t-shirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just that expression? All right, we should run. Okay. This closing song is Pillow Talk by Matt Christopher. Don't forget ymhstudios.com/Reynolds if you want to check out the last live show. And we are on tour. I added, if you didn't hear last week, I added a show in Chicago, Illinois, April 16th. It's my birthday. And I'm doing Credit Union One Arena.
Wow.
On my birthday.
That's amazing, Gene.
So that's April 16th. It's on sale right now at tomsegura.com/tour. And let's see. Gene Jacket, you will be... Scroll. There. San Antonio, December 10th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. You'll be in Orlando, Florida, December 16th, 17th, and 18th. And you will be shooting... Touch My Camera Through the Fence January 22nd at the Gramercy Theater in New York. It's sold out, and so is your warm-up show on the 21st. Congratulations.
Thanks. Or The Power of Dumb. Or Broads Are,
yeah,
Broads Are Stupid.
Women Are Stupid.
Women Are Stupid.
Women Are Stupid is a fucking banger of a title.
I swear, so many men would watch that, just being like, I can't find
I can't
someone
wait.
Saying it.
Yeah. That a woman named her
I would
specialist?
Like to.
And
I
then
would.
You'd even get you get all the critics be like, that was so meta. I believe that you know, you win everybody over.
Dumb broad.
Dumb fucking broad.
Dumb broad. What if I called it that? I could get away with dumb broad.
You can get away with any of those titles.
Yeah.
Any title that you're shitting on a woman from a woman is fine.
I know, man. I really got to capitalize on this.
Yeah.
Women are fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I love you.
All right, love you. Bye, guys.
Bye, jeans. Fuck me in my ass, man. Fuck me in my ass, man. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. See your pain. It's a baby I can't.
A dick suck ain't cheating. Hey, Saturday night, bar night, yeah. Saturday night.
I got it.
Saturday night.
If your butthole is darker, that's okay and it's normal.